Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
Not bad. I'm heading out of here. I'm gone. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, I know. Right after this, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to take off to the airport and going to go to Nashville.
Yeah. You got a CDFA conference there?
I get to moderate and speak at the Institute of Divorce Financial Analyst Conference there. So that's going to be an interesting venue for a divorce conference, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Anybody that's been to Tennessee and Nashville in particular will understand what we're talking about.
Correct. And I'm excited to attend. I'm excited to see what a lot of my counterparts as CDFAs in the United States are going through, because they seem to be a few years ahead of us,
yep.
Especially when it comes to people who are transitioning to retirement or living in retirement and then go through this divorce. So once I get that information and come back, I'll give you a bit more of an update of what happened there.
Yep. And I'm going to join you in Washington after that. We've got a conference there. It'll be very interesting. Some really high-profile speakers that we're going to see to try to get a sense of what the heck is going on in the United States.
Yeah, it's
going
to be fun spending some time in Washington, talking to some key correspondents. We're going to go through the Canadian Embassy, see how the Canadian-U.S. relationships are. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fun out there, too.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very interesting trip. We've got a cool show today, too. We're going to talk about the state of the economy. We're also going to chat a little bit about what happens if you disagree with your tax assessment. Right, we've just gone through it. Maybe you're getting reassessed and you just don't agree with it. We're going to have Jamie Golenbeck help us understand the process. And if you don't follow the process, what could happen?
Correct. And it's pretty black and white.
Yeah.
And there's multiple steps. Yeah. So if you're thinking, hang on, maybe I should challenge this assessment that I got, what do I do? That'll be a great segment
right.
as well.
Yeah, you bet. I thought an interesting week this past week. I mean, they're all interesting for various reasons, but we had the U.S. Fed meeting. Nothing interesting about the rate decision that was expected, which was nothing. But it's fascinating. We often talk about don't fight the Fed.
Yep.
Right? And on Wednesday around noon with the press conference, we saw equity markets move lower, essentially based on one word, right, which effectively led the market to believe the word was transient. So talking about inflationary pressures being transient. And what that did is it immediately had market participants that had priced in a rate cut, an interest rate cut, repricing it to nothing, no rate cut. And we saw equity markets move down on that. And then on Friday, Thursday night, we had another regional Fed president talking, which kind of brought up the idea of a rate cut again. And we saw, you know, currency swings and equity moves on this. So it's really interesting to understand that kind of the big levers that globally get tugged on and the implications of those different levers.
Let's break this down. What does this commentary, the reaction of the market right now, what does that mean for the average investor, the average retiree, the person who's so far removed from what goes on in the Fed? Walking down 8th Avenue, for example, in downtown Calgary, what does it matter for them?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, what matters is when you go home and you look at your statement or whatever the case may be, and if you're frustrated, if you're nervous, if you're scared, if things are down, nobody's scared when things go up. We're scared. You need a plan. Like you need some understanding of what these levers mean and how to prepare for it, right? So there has to be a thesis. You have to have some idea mm-hmm. of what you're investing in, and more importantly, you probably don't want all your eggs in one basket, right?
So what do you mean by that? Because yeah. that's a comment that I made during Easter. I posted that on my social media, but I didn't mean it. Okay, why don't you tell me what you mean, and I'll kind of go from there.
Sure. And I'm not referring to all your eggs in one basket in probably the traditional sense. I'm saying that, and I'm speaking just to those people transitioning to or living in retirement, but as you're moving to that, you don't want one single big bucket trying to do everything for you, right? So we often talk about this notion that there's different objectives and goals. And so if I've got an income objective, right, I'm not sure that I want my income assets exposed to the volatility of the equity market so that, you know, if I'm unlucky, I get on the wrong end of an equity move down and I have to take money out of a depleted portfolio. That's a problem,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean to the average investor? A lot of it is you know, we talk about all these different things. However, markets do move based on this, right? You need to have an economic understanding of what the future holds and what the data points mean so that you can properly position a portfolio to achieve long-term goals, right? And so it's like any other business. There are people that specialize in certain areas, okay? I'm building a house. Trust me, do it again, Dave doesn't build his own house, right? That would be a disaster, right? Because
yes.
The first one would fall down and I would have learned what to do for the second one, right?
Yeah.
No good. So I think there's implications around If you don't understand the strategy and how to position given these data points, you need a specialist to help in those areas.
And so in our industry, people talk about just invest for the long term, you'll be fine, sure. All that kind of comments that we make, or that we hear at least. I think one thing that you said about when the Federal Reserve had their meeting and they had their communication out, it was one word that changed the markets from positive to negative.
Right.
And that kind of volatility is here to stay.
Right.
Now, volatility is something nobody wants when they're in retirement.
Right.
They want more certainty.
Right.
You want more certainty when you're in retirement than when you're 30.
Right.
When it comes to your portfolio. And so because you have all your money tied up in savings, in different investment vehicles, that volatility has more of an emotional reaction to you. And so what we need to understand for the average person out there who may not be totally engaged in what's going on with the Federal Reserve is that they have to understand going forward, volatility is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with volatility? And being in Calgary, in April, we had a snowstorm. Snowfalls happen in
too
April.
Soon. Too soon.
Too
that
soon?
Hurts.
That
too
was
soon.
That hurt you? Okay, sorry, dude. every April, we're going to probably have a snowstorm.
Hey, back it
so
up.
So let's just deal with it. Yes, it may not be fun. Yes, it may cause some problems. But we have to know as Calgarians, spring doesn't happen as conventional spring.
That's true.
Okay, and that's the same thing with the markets.
Yeah.
Spring in the markets is not conventional spring.
Right.
It's going to be snowfalls and blizzards, and it's going to be sunshine and rainbows, and you don't know which day it is, but just learn to kind of deal with that through a plan, a strategy, alternative to your strategy. What do you do? That requires a lot of work. So you need to ask those questions of your advisor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? How do you do it? What if you're wrong? What if you're wrong and things are better? What if you're wrong and things are worse? So have those conversations with your advisor.
Right.
And if you're doing it yourself, write those strategies down and what you're going to do. Have your playbook ready.
Okay. And let's talk just a quick strategy. I know we're running out of time here. But I want to go to the Warren Buffett effect because it happened again this week.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett announcing that Berkshire Hathaway, his company, is making an investment in Amazon. The day after he makes that announcement, Amazon stock is up. I mean, markets were good on Friday in the early trade, and we saw that. So I can't attribute it all to that. But there's a high correlation between that announcement and the stock that they're investing in going up.
Correct.
What's interesting, so Buffett has a strategy. I think whether you like his approach or don't like his approach, most people would respect his approach and say, he's done pretty good over time. You and I were doing some research on that not too long ago. Now, don't quote me on the exact numbers here, but I'm sure, going from memory, that Berkshire Hathaway has underperformed the S&P 500 40% of the time.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going back to your comment about strategy,
mm-hmm.
right? You got to have a strategy based on some process and fundamentals, right? That you have to stick with over time. Because had you gotten disappointed at some point with Berkshire and sold at the lows, right? You're creating these kind of permanent damage. So understand the strategy. It does have to be long term, and I don't say that flippantly, right? But there has to be a process and a discipline that's applied over time, because no company, no strategy, nothing maximizes growth, as an example, in every given scenario.
Correct.
So you have to get the averages over some period of time and manage to that.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Warren Buffett, yes, he's been known as a value investor.
Right.
He just bought Amazon recently.
Right.
He's paying 82 times earnings for that company.
Right.
That's not value.
Right.
He sees something different.
Right.
Okay? He sees growth that will attribute the value from it.
Right.
So he has strategies as that we all know of, but he has different ways of getting into the market and getting out of the market.
Right.
That's something we can all learn from.
Right. Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's wrap that conversation up. But we have an upcoming seminar because we're going to talk about strategy and bulletproofing your retirement. Why don't we remind you?
And that's the growth bucket. How do you actually profit and protect from these types of markets? And we're going to go through our five-pillar investment strategy approach on Tuesday, May 14th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com. Canadianfinancialmarketsreport.ca.
You concerned about the state of the Canadian economy? Stick around after the break. We'll be discussing that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.